This medicine is subject to additional monitoring. This will allow quick identification of new safety information. You can help by reporting any side effects you may get. You can report side effects to your doctor or directly at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. Warning. If you have a history of heart disease or stroke or other cardiovascular risk factors such as being a current or past long-term smoker or have cancer or have a history of cancer or are 65 years of age and older, Olumiant should only be used if no suitable treatment alternatives are available. This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Olumiant. Active ingredient, baricitinib. This leaflet provides important information about taking Olumiant. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Olumiant. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Olumiant? Olumiant contains the active ingredient baricitinib. It belongs to a group of medicines called Janus kinase, JAK inhibitors. It works by reducing the activity of the enzyme Janus kinase, which is involved in inflammation. Olumiant is used in adults as a treatment for moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis, atopic dermatitis, also known as atopic eczema. Olumiant is used in adults as a treatment for severe alopecia areata. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease, which means the body's immune system mistakenly attacks its own tissues. Symptoms include joint pain, tenderness, swelling and stiffness. Atopic dermatitis is a chronic skin condition marked by intense itching, inflammation and dryness of the skin. Olumiant helps improve the condition of your skin inflammation and reduce associated itching. Alopecia areata is an autoimmune disorder that results in hair loss, most often affecting the scalp, but can occur on any hair-bearing skin. Olumiant helps regrowth of hair on the scalp, eyebrows and eyelashes. Olumiant can be used alone, or with other medicines used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, or with eczema medicines that you apply to the skin. What should I know before I take Olumiant? Warnings. Do not take Olumiant if you are allergic to baricitinib, or any of the ingredients listed at underscore the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are taking any biological injectable treatment for your condition. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Are 65 years of age and older. Are a current or past long-term smoker. Have recently undergone or will soon undergo major surgery. Are restricted in movement due to an injury. Have a family history of blood clotting disorders. Have or ever had any other medical conditions such as infection. If you're being treated for an infection, have a lot of infections, or have infections that keep coming back. Tuberculosis, or have been in contact with someone who has tuberculosis. Diabetes. Hepatitis B or C. Shingles. Low white or red blood cells. Kidney problems. High cholesterol. Liver problems. Cancer. Blood clots in the blood vessels of your legs, deep vein thrombosis, arms, or lungs, pulmonary embolism, or clots in the arteries in the past, chest pain, or any heart problem, diverticulitis, inflammation in parts of the large intestine, recently been vaccinated, or plan to get vaccinated, take oral contraceptives, the pill, or hormone replacement therapy, take any medicines for any other condition. An increased risk of death has been seen in patients with rheumatoid arthritis patients who took a similar medicine to Olumiant. These patients were 50 years of age with risk factors for heart disease. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known if Olumiant will harm your unborn baby. You should use an effective method of contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while taking Olumiant, and for at least 1 week after your final dose. Your doctor can discuss the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Olumiant passes into your breast milk. You should not breastfeed if you are taking Olumiant. Use in children. Allurement is not intended for use by children under the age of 18 years. Use in the elderly. An increased risk of getting certain side effects, including heart attacks, stroke, cancer, and infections, some of which may be serious, has been seen in patients with rheumatoid arthritis patients who took a similar medicine to Allurement. These side effects were more common in patients 65 years of age and older. Shingles, herpes zoster virus. Tell your doctor if you have ever had shingles. Allurement can reactivate shingles in people who have had shingles in the past. Hepatitis B virus, HBV, or hepatitis C virus, HCV. Tell your doctor if you are a carrier of the hepatitis B virus, HBV, or hepatitis C virus, HCV, or if you have hepatitis B or hepatitis C infection. If you have HBV or HCV in your blood, it may become active while you are taking Allurement. This effect has been reported with other medicines used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Vaccination. Make sure you are up to date with all vaccinations before starting Allurement. Tell your doctor if you are scheduled for any vaccines or have recently been vaccinated. Some vaccines should not be given while you are taking Allurement. Check with your doctor before receiving any vaccines. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Allurement and affect how it works. These include medications used to treat gout such as probenecid, that may increase the levels of Allurement in your blood. Some medicines, when taken with Allurement, may make you more prone to experiencing side effects. These include oral contraceptives, the pill and hormone replacement therapy, which may increase your risk of developing blood clots. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Allurement. How do I take Allurement? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how much you need to take each day. Allurement is supplied as 4 mg and 2 mg tablets. The recommended dose for rheumatoid arthritis is 1 4-mg tablet taken once a day. Your doctor may reduce your dose once your condition is under control. The recommended dose for atopic dermatitis is 2 mg once a day. Your doctor may increase your dose to 4 mg once a day if you have not achieved sustained control of your condition with 2 mg, and then may reduce to 2 mg once a day once you have achieved sustained control of your condition with 4 mg once a day. The recommended dose for alopecia areata is 1 4-mg tablet taken once a day. Your doctor may start your dose at 1 2-mg tablet once a day, especially if you are at underscore a high risk of heart disease, stroke, blood clots, or cancer, are 65 years of age and older, or have a history of recurring infections. The doctor may adjust your dose depending on how your condition is being controlled. Your doctor may also adjust your dose depending on your condition, for example if you have a kidney problem or are taking medication to treat gout. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. When to take Allurement. Take Allurement tablets at about the same time every day. Taking it at underscore the same time every day will help you remember when to take it. Allurement can be underscore taken with or without food. How to take Allurement. Swallow the tablet whole with a glass of water. If you forget to take Allurement, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Allurement, if you think that you have taken too much Allurement, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do underscore this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Allurement? Things you should do. Tell your doctor if you experience signs and symptoms of infection such as fever, sweating, or chills, muscle aches, cough, shortness of breath, weight loss, warm, red, or painful skin or sores on your body, burning when you urinate, or urinating more often than normal, feeling very tired. Alumiant may lower the ability of your body to fight infections, especially in patients 65 years of age and older. Tell your doctor if you get a painful swollen leg, chest pain, or shortness of breath, as these can be signs of blood clots. Blood clots in the blood vessels of the legs, deep vein thrombosis, or lungs, pulmonary embolism have been reported in patients taking Alumiant. Tell your doctor if you develop chest pain and sudden changes to your vision or speech. You may be at greater risk of heart attack or stroke while taking Alumiant. You may be at greater risk of certain cancers, such as non-melanoma skin cancer, while taking Alumiant. Schedule regular skin examinations with your doctor. Keep all of your appointments with your doctors, so that your progress can be checked. Your doctors will perform blood tests at regular intervals during your treatment to monitor your blood cells, liver enzymes and cholesterol. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. You should use an effective method of contraception to avoid becoming pregnant while taking Alumiant, and for at least 1 week after your final dose. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Alumiant. Things you should not do. Do not take Alumiant to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Alumiant affects you. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the original pack until it is time to take them. Store below 30°C. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Do not take this medicine if the packaging is torn, or if the seals over the carton ends are missing or broken. If it is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for safe disposal. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask underscore your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Signs of an infection, such as a cold, sore throat, runny, or blocked nose. Cough. Gastrointestinal related. Nausea, feeling sick. Abdominal pain. Skin related. Cold underscore sore blisters. Acne, pimples. Rash. Nervous system related. Headache. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Signs of a possible serious infection, such as fever, sweating, or chills. Muscle aches. Shortness of breath. Weight loss. Warm, red, or painful skin or sores on your body. Burning when you urinate, or urinating more often than normal. Feeling very tired. Signs of blood clots. In the blood vessels of the legs, deep vein thrombosis, or lungs, pulmonary embolism, which may include painful swollen legs, chest pain, or shortness of breath. Symptoms of shingles, such as headache, sensitivity to light, tingling, itching, or painful skin rash with blisters. Signs of diverticulitis, such as stomach ache or pain that won't go away. Change in bowel habits. Nausea or vomiting. Fever. Tell your doctor if you have any of these serious side effects, as they may require medical attention. Signs of an allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Severe rash, itching, or hives. Heart-related. Chest pain. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Some side effects, for example changes in cholesterol, liver, or other enzymes, and blood cells levels, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Lumient contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Baricitinib. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Criscam low sodium. Magnesium stearate. Mannitol. Microcrystalline cellulose. Inoxide red. Lecithin. Macrogol 3350. Polyvinyl alcohol. Purified talc. Titanium dioxide. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo_dyes. What Lumient looks like. A Lumient 4 mg tablets are pink, round, film-coated tablets, marked with lily on one side and 4 on the other side, or star 2-7-7-9-1-7. A Lumient 2 mg tablets are pale pink, oblong, film-coated tablets, marked with lily on one side and 2 on the other side, or star 2-7-7-9-0-5. Both tablets contain a dent on each face of the tablet, to help you with picking them up. Who distributes Lumient? Eli Lilly Australia Pty Ltd. Level 9, 60 Margaret Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000, Australia. Registered trademark. If you have any questions about Lumient, contact Eli Lilly at 1-800-454-5559, Australia, or your healthcare professional for assistance. This leaflet was prepared in May 2023. V5.0